is on the air. Hollywood Radio Reporter, coming to you from the Little Theater at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio, bringing you Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, George Murphy, in 15 minutes of melody. Just a few of the hit tunes featured in the new musical sensation, For Me and My Gal. There is a chapter in American history which has never been amply recorded. It embraces one of America's greatest loves, that part of show business called vaudeville. The clown with baggy pants, the man in the high hat and the lady who sang, remember? And their music. Sometimes gay, sometimes sentimental. A fast vamp and a patter chorus. Forerunner of our modern swing. Song and dance man George Murphy comes on stage to sing one of vaudeville's great favorites.
Put my arms about you. I don't want to live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart would ache. I want to hug you, but I fear you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll.
No vaudeville show would ever have been complete without a two-act, the boy and girl, working close to the footlights, dancing, singing the hit tunes of the day. Life to them was a 2x4 dressing room, a railroad coach and a battered trunk, and always the same ambition, to play the Palace Theater on Broadway. To these old-time troopers, For Me and My Gal is fondly dedicated. And now, meet the boy and girl of today, who bring to life on the screen all that was great in vaudeville.
Hello, everybody. This is Judy Garland speaking from Hollywood. I'd like to have you meet Gene Kelly. Gene is from the New York stage, and For Me and My Gal is his introduction to motion pictures. Folks, Gene Kelly. Gene Kelly, meet your new audience.
Hello, everyone. Sure, I'm glad to be with you, and especially to be playing with Judy Garland. Hey, Judy, let's sing For Me and My Gal for the folks.
Huh? Okay, Gene, let's go.
Do you know? Do you know why they're ringing? Do you know why the birds are singing? Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been known sewing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a true so for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why?
for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home
for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more.
Love land for me and my gal.
Together, and then you go off for a quick change, and while you're off, I do my sauce routine, and then we...
When you wore a tulip, a big yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. When you caressed me, 'twas then heaven blessed me. What a blessing, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie. 'Twas down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose.
Thanks, Judy and Jean. You two are typical vaudeville troupers, and I ought to know. I was there. Judy, that number you just sang is typical, too. Very popular back in 1916. Something happened to American music that year. Somehow the tempo was different. A note of anxiety crept in.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you feel blue, you feel sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Then in 1917, everything changed that year, just as they're changing today. Yes, and in 1917, as in 1942, you troopers were ready to do your part, a big part. Gone were your dreams of an opening matinee at the palace, for a new music swept the land, and you gave it all you had. You couldn't shoulder a gun, but you could sing. You hurried on to the camps, to the hospitals, into the mud-filled trenches of France with a song of encouragement, brightening as best you could the dark days of the Argonne, Chateau Thierry, Belleau Wood.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary. Tipperary to the sweetest girl I know.
Frenchie, Frenchie, although your language is so new to me.
Wee, wee, wee.
When you say wee, wee,
la, la, this means you and me, papa.
Oh, Frenchie, Frenchie.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you, the Lucifer, to light your bag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kid bag and smile, smile,
comes marching home again, hooray,
hooray,
hooray. We'll give him a hearty welcome then, hooray,
hooray,
hooray. All the men will cheer and the boys will shout, the ladies say we'll all turn out and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. Strike up the band, let the bells ring out. Strike up the band, let the people shout. And every mother's son of you, that means you and you and you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a few of the highlights of this season's musical romance for me and my gal. Judy and Jean, you have given motion pictures a two-act that won't be forgotten very soon.
I hope we have a good show.
I hope we have a great show.
Well, it ought to be, with George Murphy, Marta Eggert, Ben Blue, and all the others. Folks, we'll be seeing you from the screen when For Me and My Gal plays in your favorite theater. This is Judy Garland.
And Jean Kelly.
Thank you for listening.
And do you take this little gal to be your loving wife? For better, for worse, for life?
I do.
Here comes that love land again.
In love land, for me and my gal.
And this is your Hollywood radio reporter, reminding you that your country needs your dollars. Give at least 10% of your earnings. It's a small price to pay for freedom.